Now that we've completely disassembled the weapon, we're gonna go ahead and reassemble the weapon and then do a functions check. So the first thing we wanna do is locate the barrel, locate the gas regulator and the gas collar, line it up, make sure the weapon is straight up and down. It will not go in if you have it turned left or right. You want it straight up and down. And you simply just want to pull straight back, and then you wanna push the handle, and you hear it click to the right. Once we've done that, we're gonna go ahead and find our heat shield. Put your heat shield down again. Find the holes in the front here on the barrel that the heat shield will pivot off of, and then push it straight down. Once we've got that done, our next step is gonna be go ahead and put our feed tray cover, and our feed tray cover pin in. To do that, you must make sure you put your feed tray in first. It must lay flat completely. Next thing you do is put your feed tray cover, and you're actually going to engage it completely. You're going to put it in place, and you're going to close it. The reason that we close it, it makes it a lot easier to put your feed tray cover pin in when it's fully engaged. You're going to put it in place, and you use your punch again, and you're going to knock it in all the way in. Once you got it in, you can go ahead and open up your feed tray cover, because you're going to need that open to put your